Jim.
Well, back at the Polo Grounds in New York, the new giant pitcher, Don Little, out there on the mound. Al Lopez, the Indian manager, came out to talk to Al Rosen. The runner at first, Rosen was limping very badly when he went down the line. But evidently he's going to stay in. I know that he wants to. Don Little Sanders ready to work. A boy who hits from Mount Carmel, Illinois. 5'10", 165 pounds. Little appeared in 28 games during the regular season at an earned run average of 3.07. Left-hand pitch now against left-hand batter Vic Woods. Runners on first and second, nobody out. The first pitch by Little is ball one, high and inside a fastball. A slender bill, but he has a whale of a good fastball. Rosen on first, three on second. Nobody out in the first of the eighth. Score tied 2-2. Next pitch is a strike with a curve, hitting the outside corner, breaking away. Vic Wirtz, the Indian baseman up there now, has a perfect day this far. Three hits and two to the plate. A triple and two singles. Drove in the Indians two runs back in the first inning. Is ready. The pitch. A bunt try. It's popped into the air, but nobody can get to it. Hank Thompson, the third baseman, tried. So did Little, the pitcher. But neither could reach it. And it is ball one and strike two. Well, that's a life for Wirtz. An attempted bunt. He popped it foul down the third baseline. Ball one and strike two. Batter on deck is Dave Philly. Dolby drew a walk.
Four.
The count 3-2. He took ball. Rosen single to the shortstop. He threw a force play on Dolby. And Rosen is given credit for the field hit. Nobody counts. Little now for a sign. Up for the strip. A look back to the runner at second. Pitch is swung on, and there's a drive going deep out into that center. Hayes is racing back, still going. And he makes a beautiful catch over his head. And Dobie tags up at second and is moving to third. A beautiful, beautiful catch by Willie Mays. For those of us who have not seen too much of amazing Willie Mays, we know now why they talked to him so very much. That was one of the most spectacular catches we have ever seen. That one was hit to the wall in right center. Well over 400 feet away from home plate. And Mays was racing with his back turned to the end. And pulled it down over his shoulder. We're getting a pinch hitter for a third. We're in the eighth inning. It is Hank Majeski.